Respect. I remember when I was a little girl and then a teenager and then even 20 to 30s, I used to think that being 50, 60, 70 was really old. And I was always taught to be very respectful of old people. They've been on the planet a long time. They've lived longer than me. They know more than me. They've experienced more than me. And it's just the right thing to do to be respectful of people who are older than me. So having been taught that very strictly as I was a little girl and a teenager and then between 20 and 30, always thinking that 50 was old, it's interesting now that I'm 50, how little respect there is for older people or people that have lived on the planet for a long time or people who have achieved a lot of things or people who are really good at what they do because they've been doing it for a really long time. And I've become very consciously aware of this because I listen carefully. I'm just an observer of human behavior. And as you know, I'm an observer of excellence. I study it with passion. What makes people excellent at what they do? And the reverse of that, what makes people unhappy? Why are people in a job that they don't like? And why are they doing the things that they don't want to do? And why are they out of shape? And why are they in horrible relationships? And I study that with interest. And there seems to be a distinct correlation between the way you treat yourself, the way you treat other people, and the way you treat other things, and how your life is going. Now, this is just from observation. It's not from judgment. It's just I observe. So people that are respectful of themselves, they look after themselves because they respect themselves as a human being. They're healthy, they're fit, they're strong. They look after their surroundings, so they're clean, their house is clean, their car's clean, they're organized, they're effective, they're efficient. So they're really respectful of themselves and they put great things into their body and they surround their body with great things. Then I observe how they treat other people, and it seems again to be a direct correlation between if I'm respectful of myself, then I'm also respectful of other people and also of other things. So yes, I look after my things, but I would never leave rubbish on the ground. I would never leave a mess in a room that I've been in. I would always leave every area that I've been in better, cleaner, tidier than when I arrived because I'm respectful of not just my things but other people's things. So the reverse of that, again, a direct correlation. It seems that people who are not respectful of their own body, so they put stuff in there that isn't going to treat their body with respect. They do things to their body that keeps them unfit, out of shape, unhappy even because they're not looking after their body. And then they surround themselves with either a messy house or a dirty car, or they don't put respectful things into their own body, into their own life. So it's okay to just have a car that gets me from A to B, or just have a roof over my head, or just have these old clothes to wear. And that's not it's not a judgment, it's just an observation. I wonder what would happen if in every area of our life we were really respectful of ourselves, other people, and other things. And now that I'm 50, it's really interesting again to observe how disrespectful people are. And it doesn't upset me. It's just an interesting observation because now I literally, over 50, I'm technically an old lady. And it's interesting to watch how many people push past me, push in, don't stand up if they're in a seat and I'm in the room. Now, I was always taught when I was a child and a teenager that if there was a more mature person in the room, you always gave them your seat or you opened the door for them or you shook their hand or you called them respectfully Mr. or Mrs. rather than, hey, how you going? I'm asking myself every day, what am I going to do to make where I am and the people that I'm with and the surroundings that I'm in, how can I make it better? How can I be even more respectful of myself, of other people and other things? And then I have a look at the people who have really achieved some major things in their lives, people who are really good at music, art, movies, sport, business. And I listen to them being criticized by people who haven't done too much with their life. They haven't achieved at the top level. They haven't been successful in business. They aren't great singers. They aren't good at sport, but they criticize the people who are. And there goes back to my observation of that direct correlation between respect for yourself and respect for other people. I think that if you really respect yourself, then you would never criticize, pull people down, gossip. Somebody that's sold 50 million records, for example, whether you like their music or not, they've sold 50 million records. Somebody's liked their music, 50 million people. Somebody that gets paid $50 million a year to play their sport, whether you like the sport or not, or whether you like the person or not, surely there's a respect factor for somebody that is so good at what they do that they are paid $50 million a year to do it. Somebody gets paid $100 million to make a movie. Whether you like that person or you like the movie or not is almost irrelevant. That person has made themselves so valuable to some part of the world that when they put their skill in front of the people that are going to choose who's going to be in our movie, they are chosen to be paid $100 million to make that movie. And again, whether you like them or not, isn't that worthy of our respect? Somebody's a billionaire. They've worked their backside off to create a business that adds massive value to the world. And obviously it does, because they've become really wealthy from the product or service that they've given to the world. Whether you like them or not, couldn't we respect the fact that they have done so much with their life that they are now worth $1,000,000,000 because of the value that they've added to the world? And it's really interesting to watch every one of those billionaires, and it's a tiny club really compared to the seven billion people in the world now. The number of billionaires is a really tiny number. And it's interesting to see how many people criticize them and pull them down and gossip about them, and there's websites and, oh, we hate that person and they're a terrible person. But simply the fact that they're a billionaire, they've added such massive value to somebody in the world that they have become financially free. And the other interesting thing to observe with that particular group is they also are the people who give the most money to charity. They give the most money to help the world become a better place. They give the most money and time to help people who are less fortunate than they are. And I wonder if there's a correlation there between the more money you give to charity, or the more money you make, the more money you can give to charity, or is it the other way around, that the money goes to the people who are going to give it away? I don't know. That's just an interesting question. The whole point of my thought space right now is, what if we decide from this day forward, I'm going to respect myself. I'm going to put great stuff into my body. I'm going to surround myself with great things. I'm going to be respectful of my environment. So I'm going to look after my house and my car and my bank account and the knowledge that I put into my head. I'm not going to put trash into my head. And interesting, just again, an observation. If you watch trashy television and you listen to gossip and you listen to people who are negative about other people, wonder what that does to our headspace. We're putting stuff into our own brain that is not respectful of other people. I wonder what that does for our own headspace. What if we lived our lives respectful of ourselves, respectful of other people, all other people, whether we like them or not, be respectful of the fact that they have achieved either more than we have or different than we have, and they've done something of value for the world. And then what about other things? I look at graffiti on buildings, and I look at rubbish on the beach, and I look at cigarette butts on the ground, and it makes me sad because that to me, that's just disrespectful of the environment. And I don't think people who respect themselves would leave their rubbish on the ground. So what am I trying to do? Change the world? Of course I can't change the world. We can only change ourselves. But what if we set the example in our lives for the people around us that I'm going to respect myself, I'm going to respect my environment, I'm going to respect the people in my life, and then maybe people would observe that, observe what we're doing, observe how we live our lives, and perhaps think a little differently before they gossip or criticize or pull people down. Respect, it's a great word.